T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's been known for his efforts to end racial profiling, and here's one example of this.
We were able to create artificial intelligence that would basically scrub race and all racial proxies from the initial review of a police report.
Phil, do you think Los Angeles will welcome Gascon's forward-thinking ideas?
Well, that remains to be seen. He has put his feelers out in his hometown. George Gascon is originally from the Los Angeles area. He's actually a Cuban immigrant. His family escaped from the Castro regime, landed in Florida temporarily, and then he spent most of his life in Los Angeles, where he rose to the level of assistant police chief in the LAPD. He then went to Mesa, Arizona, where he was made a national sensation for taking on that county's Sheriff Joe Arpaio anti-immigration sweeps. Gavin Newsom caught his eye, and Newsom appointed him police chief in San Francisco. And then when Kamala Harris was elected to the Senate, Gavin Newsom couldn't find a replacement for Kamala Harris. And when he remembered that George Gascon had a law degree, he made him district attorney, even though he'd never tried a case. And now Gascon, after 2 terms as a district attorney in San Francisco, is looking to return to Los Angeles. But it's going to be a tough race if he does go down there and enter it, because Jackie Lacey is an African-American woman who's tough on crime. That's part of the reason why the progressives down there are looking for somebody to run against her. But that could be tough for Gascon to pull off.
Phil, is it your sense that L.A. is more or less progressive than San Francisco when it comes to some of these issues?
Well, they're as progressive as us up in the Bay Area on a number of issues. But, you know, when it comes to law and order and crime, you have 2 sort of camps out there. And Lacey has had a number of death penalty cases, and she's pushed for the death penalty cases, I think, about 22 times, which is a polar opposite of San Francisco. But, you know, Jeff, like I said, it's like Gascon's a classic example. He came, he was police chief, and he became district attorney, and then he turned on the police department, raising questions about some of the things that had happened when he was actually chief, racist texts and the stuff, use of force. That kicked off the Police Officers Association. That's on the conservative side. On the progressive or reform side, if you want to call it, he did not prosecute any police here, even those involved in the in shootings. And that got the other side actually picketing and egging and graffitiing his house and harassing him to the point where he decided it was time to go home and take care of his mother in Los Angeles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.